T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Bye-bye. Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Tomorrow, we will break down the Bulls' first game of the season, and it's Bowers and Wilkins. If you're looking to be a W, if you're looking for a good sound bar, Bowers and Wilkins from the folks at EOC. Go get yourself one. Top of the hour is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Parkins and Spiegel are in the house. They're here to rock you for the next 3 hours and 45 minutes leading up to Bulls Pistons. Hello, boys.
What's up, Lawrence? Spiegs, hello. Basketball season, it's always here, it seems like.
Well, it's certainly here now, and it feels good. It feels really good. We're excited about the Bulls tonight, Lawrence, and just excited about the Bulls in general. I think the whole station is, and really the whole country is, right? I mean, they're everybody's pick to be the breakout team, so that's got to be a good sign.
Winning the offseason is not normally a great thing, but when you've been so terrible at winning off seasons in the history of your franchise, it really does feel good when so much of, at least a lot of, our complaints was more like reputation based.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like,
we're the franchise of Jordan. It can't look this bad.
Right. And to acquire and attract star players, you have to be desirable. It is a relationship league, more so than any other professional sports league by far. So, like, Lonzo and DeRozan choosing you. Yeah, it's not Kawhi. It's not Giannis. These are not top 5, top 15 dudes. But they are real-ass basketball players.
Yeah, and as a collective, they can do more than what you saw over the last few years. And look, you don't want to take too much from preseason, but you saw an injection of more scoring and more available options to score, which has been one of the big issues that the Bulls have had, where you're trying to find, until they got Vooch, you were trying to find a secondary scorer for Zach LaVine. And now you can go deeper into that. You've got guys that can get their own buckets too, which is nice.
Yeah,
and a facilitator.
You got multiple scorers on the floor at just about all times. You know, you're going to have multiple scoring options on the floor. But, you know, here's the thing about even just watching a little bit of preseason. I came in here the day after the first preseason game, and I'm like, Danny, let's talk some preseason NBA. Let's do it. You and me. And he wasn't into it. But we did it because we need to, every once in a while, do things based on joy. Have you watched them at all? They're having so much damn fun. They're excited, and I actually think that's going to translate to some regular season wins, because they're going to be one of those teams that actually gives a crap about going out there and playing. They've got something to prove. None of them are big winners. You know, Zach feels underappreciated. He's never been on a winning team. DeRozan, Toronto wins the whole thing after he leaves.
He has been close, though.
Close.
Like, he's – weren't they the number one seed with him at least 1 year?
Him and Lowry, obviously. But your point is valid, Speaks. I agree.
They've got a chip on their shoulder, and they also they're excited to play together and try to be good. And that's sometimes half the battle in an NBA regular season game.
Well, you're right. Well, especially now that load management has become conventional wisdom in the league. Like, LeBron pushes back against it, but basically everyone else is like, yeah, obviously. Sports science, rest, the postseason. It's not like it was back in the day where it was like, well, the one seed will win. Because now teams are, you know, like that Raptors team, they, to Speaks' point, like they tried the whole regular season. The old try-hard Bulls. Like, yep. we saw that here.
Yep.
Like, they treated the regular season more significantly than the Heat did, because the Heat were, and it wasn't that the Heat weren't trying, but like they were gelling in chemistry, and they knew, like, oh, okay, all we have to do is win one game in Chicago, and now we've stolen home court advantage. Like, that's not a ridiculous task for LeBron James and Dwayne Wade to pull off, and they did. But I agree with you, like, the Nets will probably not get the one seed this year, because they will treat it as, let's be healthy come postseason time, mm-hmm. whereas a Bulls team that probably can't win a championship, they would say, like, 50 wins is an incredible accomplishment
for
the Bulls.
50 wins and, like, a top-half seed, you know, hosting a playoff series would feel like an incredible win for them, and I think they're going to play the regular season like that matters.
Is May 8th, 2015, like the last legitimate piece of Bulls basketball joy? That's Derrick Rose hitting the game winner against LeBron.
I mean,
in the playoffs. And
oh, it was a great moment.
I mean, it was unbelievable. I was walking down 53rd Street in Hyde Park, and like all of the places, even the places that aren't necessarily sports places, had the game on, and the street itself like erupted when Rose hits that shot. Is that our last piece of basketball joy?
Yeah, I mean, there were joy, I would say, like on the court joy. Yeah, probably. Because like there were cool moments. Like, honestly, like I felt some joy when Pax got up out of there.
That's the joy.
I'm just being honest.
That's Schadenfreude.
But I'm just being honest. Like, honestly, oh my God, they have decided.
They did it.
Yeah, to not rely on the past.
We won.
You didn't even know who was coming in. I didn't know Arturis Karnishevas. I didn't know Mark Eversley, but just like, okay, they're gonna do it. And then even to the speaks, we were hosting at London House when they traded Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not 100% celebration, and Garpax were still here, but it was at least like, all right, they're not trying to middle this thing anymore.
Right.
Right. It's not Rondo and Wade and the three alphas.
They've
and that
stopped
sort of
lying to us about their lot in life.
Yes. So we've had moments of hope, but in terms of like on the basketball court joy, yeah, that's probably the last one.
I love that, you know, Pax getting up out of there and Gar being pushed aside. That is a lot of joy, though. And I don't know if you guys saw, Ricky O'Donnell wrote that angle of it today, that like this year's team.
I didn't see that.
This is the team that Chicago willed into existence, because we're the ones that made the Reinsdorfs do that. They didn't want to do it. They wanted to keep their backpatting society all together and just like have everybody hang out. But
All-Star Week 2020, right?
All-Star Week 2020, baby, providing national embarrassment and making Zach LaVine laugh off the hecklers on set down there at Navy Pier, live on ESPN. That absolutely did matter. And so now those guys are gone. Speaking of the try-hard Bulls, there's been a lot going on. Do you guys see Derrick Rose got engaged?
Yeah.
About 6 days ago. Did you see where he got engaged?
Yeah, on the court at MSG.
Center court at MSG. How's that feel, Chicago? What? Derrick's there. You know.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Exactly. Center court at MSG. And now there's rumors that Thibodeau's going to be his best man. I don't know if that's true.
I want those wedding pictures.
I want that speech. I want that.
The Thibodeau speech?
Yeah, the Thibodeau best man speech.
Because it's basically the Nick Saban
wedding speech.
That's what it is?
My daughter is so gritty. What the hell are you talking about?
We've got more than enough.
Got more than enough.
To make Derek, this marriage work.
Yeah.
Derek, when it comes to marriage, do your job.
I thought you were going to say, man, tough to live up to. Like, in terms of like the rock that he got her. And the location of the proposal.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a good look with like the table for two all set there at center court.
Yeah.
In New York, and the glasses of wine on the table with the Nick logo in the back.
Isn't
what happens at the end of Trainwreck? Wasn't that Amy Schumer's movie?
That'd be incredible if that's where he got the idea from. That would be amazing.
You know who's good in that movie, by the way?
Cena.
Really good. Well, yeah.
LeBron. Yeah.
Surprisingly, really, really good.
A turned down LeBron playing himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
And laughing at himself and deadpanning some comedy lines. It was pretty good.
Yeah, better in that role than carrying a movie like Space Jam.
Well, 100%. Space Jam itself is.
I know.
Like everything that surrounds Space Jam and the way that it has been. I really like. I know that it wasn't for me. Like I was too old to really embrace the original, but even the original kind of trash.
Yeah, well,
it's not a good movie, but I was like right in the demo, like right in the wheelhouse
for the nostalgia
for the original Space Jam. You know what I mean? Like Michael Jordan put his name on anything, and I had it. You know what I mean? Like Michael Jordan cologne. That was my first cologne. Like Michael Jordan basketball camp. Michael Jordan's in a movie, of course.
Mm-hmm. Well, but back to LeBron's acting chops.
Oh, I think it's important. I was telling a story.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
No, go ahead.
But I just think it's important that we establish LeBron not leading man material, right? this is what we've established here. All right, Danny, back to the story.
No, it's yes. That is,
Space Michael Jordan's Steakhouse.
Loved it. Absolutely. But when they re-released the Space Jams, like the shoes, that was like an absolute must-have for me as a piece of childhood nostalgia, even as an adult. So like when people talk about the movie being bad, that is absolutely true. But the movie mattering, people in my generation, that movie mattered.
I agree. But and now here we are with 25 years later or so from that movie coming out, and you have to ask questions about the song that is most prominently played in that movie.
Oh, well, yeah.
You know, like...
Aged poorly.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Aged poorly.
Aaron Rodgers just
Bill Murray's lines
all,
aged great. I don't play defense.
Aaron just thinks that's all woke cancel culture, you know, canceling itself out.
That's true.
With privilege and...
But Rodgers
But he's above
is,
the fray. He's above the fray.
I don't know. But there's some fun drama. Like, the Bears are in the midst of playing in back-to-back weeks... two of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of football, the two teams who met in the NFC Championship game last year, and there's just like...
they can't stay off Twitter and Instagram.
Did you see what happened on the gram? Like, it's so ridiculous. It's very NBA. It's very soap opera-y. It's very post-millennial.
Just delete the app for a week or so. Maybe think about what it is that you want to put out there for the people. And
just... Matt Nagy, though, running a tight ship. Clock turned to 8:16.
Hey, man.
You get fined 2,400 or 2,200.
Hey,
that's Lombardi time.
It wasn't 8:15. It wasn't 8:11.
I support that. I'm totally cool with that.
I know. I do also. I just anyone else a little surprised?
No, I'm not surprised by that.
I am.
I mean, that's a pretty hard and fast NFL rule. Be on time.
I agree with you. Getting fined for it when I guess his perception, or at least my perception of him, is part of what he's done to like totally have that locker room is being player coach guy. I was surprised that it was a monetary fine if it really was the clock turned to 8:16. I was surprised.
But one of the things that you have to keep in mind with guys like that is that if it happens and there's something that's going on with a player and it's outside of the family, this will feel like blatant disrespect to him, to Nagy himself, to any coach. This is our schedule. Schedule's on the TVs
up there
every day. So it's I'm sure that his approach would be, this is disrespectful to me, the other coaches, and your teammates.
Absolutely.
That's why you're being fined.
To me, the story is Jalen Johnson's willingness to take that to the socials, or his naivete.
And thinking that he was going to be supported.
Yeah, thinking everybody's going to be like, oh, I hear you, man, that's crazy. When in actuality, everybody's like, show up to work on time, and why are you clowning on your coach? So his willingness to either clown on his coach or not realize that's wrong to me is the story, and it combines with some of the other stuff that's floating around that you're hinting at there, Danny.
So we should start finding you speaks for the 1 o'clock meeting?
I should not be late for the 1 o'clock meeting.
Okay.
That's for sure. But it's never been established that I would be fined at 101.
No.
Theoretically, my rudeness and like wasting your guys' time for being there at 102, that should be the shame that makes me never late for the 1 o'clock meeting.
But that's not working.
Well, I'm trying to make it work. Really
You're trying. Lombardi time speaks.
I really am earnestly trying, but we are not a football team with established rules and a schedule on the TVs.
Okay.
But I should respect it more.
I get here for the 1 o'clock meeting at 8:30. I'm in my office at 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you're a real overachiever in that way.
4 hours early is on time.
That's right. That's right.
It's probably a little early.
Well, he's got 17 jobs.
He does.
He's got a
suit.
Yeah, exactly.
Not a suit.
I mean, you're more of a suit than anyone else having this conversation.
I don't like the suit conversation. I always hate it whenever we have it.
Well, suit. Yeah, I understand why you would. Suit. But I was, I guess, pleasantly surprised to see that Matt Nagy is that way.
That's baseline level NFL discipline, though.
I think he was speaks on that. Like that's.
I think every team has that kind of stuff.
I think that the vast majority of them do. Have you ever seen one of those letters published like that? Like
no, that's why that's the issue to me. Is
yeah,
the sharing.
I like that he has to sign the letter.
I would imagine that that's probably a mandate from the NFLPA, though, right? That there has to be some sort of paper trail
and actual accountability. I just like the idea of Matt Nagy gets the printed out letter on his desk, and he's like, "You have to sign this before we go put it in Jalen's locker."
I imagine he's got a stamper.
You think it's a stamper? Yeah. Does it happen so often?
He's got to make decisions because he's the head football.
He's the decider
of your Chicago Bears.
I did some math, boys. The fine was $2,745, right? Jalen Johnson's salary on the year is $904,035. According to comparably.com, take-home pay for a $1 million NFL salary is about $60,000 a month. So call that $30,000 a paycheck. Every 2 weeks, you're getting $30,000. Right?
Yeah, I mean, they
Danny Parkins money.
They get paid weekly in the NFL, but I hear you.
Okay, so we'll call it $15,000 from his weekly paycheck then.
Yeah.
So around $15,000 for the weekly paycheck. That's almost a $3,000 fine. Depending on how you're living, that hurts.
Yes, if you don't have like endorsement deals and other stuff that you're connected to, it can hurt a little bit.
And if you're rookie life living and your rent is high and you spent a car.
The rent is too damn high.
Right, and you took care of some family, that all of a sudden that $3,000, I bet that can hurt.
I think it certainly can hurt. It's not an insignificant amount of money to anybody, but... Yeah,
Jeff Bezos.
Oh, sure. Okay, fine. NFL, no one on a second-round rookie contract, but because they get paid weekly.
The 17 paychecks.
17.
Or I guess 18 now because of...
The bye.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's their salary. It's not over 52 weeks. It's over it's over 18, and then there's like the training camp stipend and then playoff stipend and things like that.
Which became a big problem
back during the... So it's a bigger paycheck weekly than you're talking about, speaks, but they have to budget.
Correct.
Because they're not getting paychecks in July.
Which was the big problem when they had the last conversation with the league when they were discussing things, because players kind of ran out of money, and then they were like, let's sign this terrible deal. And then they did, and the owners are like, ha, 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 we're glad you signed this terrible deal.
And in terms of budgeting, like your 18-week salary to last over 52 weeks of your year, I don't know how many of the young, second-year NFL guys are good at it. I know that when...
Could you do it?
I know that when my mortgage doesn't take some out for taxes and put it in escrow or whatever, and then I got to come up with the taxes every 3 months, I'm always like, oh, I really should have saved better on that. I should have budgeted.
Dude,
really
let's go around the room. Shane, do you think if you were paid your yearly salary in a chunk of 4 months, do you think that you would be able to handle putting the money away to make sure that you could pay your bills?
No, I'm not a good budgeter at all. I would not do a very good job if I was paid like some teachers are, where you don't get a single paycheck over the summer, but I would definitely not be good at that.
Tanny, I feel like you're a really good planner, so I feel like you would probably be able to do this.
I am a good planner, but I don't handle the finances in our home. I'm not good with money. I would probably take all of it and like put it towards the mortgage and then have nothing left over. I'm like, okay, well, we don't have to worry about the mortgage, but what do I have left for anything else?
I mean, it's the number one thing. You have a roof over your head. That becomes really important.
The logic is fine, but like playing it out, like it wouldn't work, you know?
Danny?
I'd be fine with it. Like, I'm pretty good at the budgeting part, but it would be uneven. Like, the first week, I'd be like, we're going to Bavette's. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it would be very inconsistent. Like, I'd feel very flush. I would, like, put a little extra into the old Bet Rivers account.
Sure.
Try to run it up a little bit. And then when that goes poorly, it's like spaghetti for 2 weeks. You know what I mean? So I'd get there and I'd be fine and I'd be hyper aware of what I had at all moments, but I would definitely be living large at the moment that it hits the account. And depending on how I did gambling is how I would be living at the end of the account. So it'd be very inconsistent.
Speaks.
It has taken a ton of self-awareness, frankly, therapy, conversation, and the use of various apps and budgeting tools to get me as mediocre as I am at it right now. So
fair enough.
I'd be all right. I'd be all right now. I would survive. I know how to do it now, but you know, last 25 years, maybe not so much.
What about you?
I'm actually going through this a little bit. It's a flip of it though. Because of what I was doing at NBC, NBC and the Score were on opposite pay schedules. So I was literally getting paid every week.
Nice.
Until the end of my NBC contract, which was earlier this year. And so now I'm in the place of like, okay, like I have the money. I just have to make sure that I don't overdo in getting ahead on things because there isn't a backup check that's coming the next week. So yes, I'm getting back into my squirrely nature as a saver and hoarder when it comes to money.
Texter brings up an interesting point. So could the media start finding Matt Nagy if he has an 11:45 media availability, Ooh. But he shows up at 11:47?
He would run out of money.
He would pay a lot because he is never on time.
I know.
He was pretty close today.
I think that what they should do is they should have a little fun with it. Like they should maybe do a little kangaroo court thing and have like a fine jar like up there on the podium.
How about like a Declaration of Independence style, you know, fine letter like on Jalen's IG page with all of the media signing at the bottom.
Although
John Hancock from Brad Biggs.
I'd have to check, but I imagine that there is some sort of asterisk on the bottom of the page that says that the times are flexible each week. Like Shane, if you go look at like the weekly.
Yeah, I'm looking right now.
I bet there's some sort of times are flexible or some sort of language about that when it comes to the press conferences. But yeah, I think a fine jar would be perfect.
Yeah, fine print at the bottom or italicized print. All practice and interview times are subject to change.
See?
Yeah.
How he gets out
of it. Yeah, but that doesn't mean 10:30 to 11:20. Respect.
I'm with you. He should be on time. And no one's just slouching their chair.
Subject to change implies proactive, you know, behavior. Like, all right, we're going to change this as opposed to just, you know, lollygagging in. And saying, well, we changed it on the back end. We just didn't tell you guys.
I just think a little bit of irony there. Like, oh, stickler for the rules.
What if Jalen Johnson would have said that?
That's what I'm saying.
That would have been great. They fine me for being a minute late. Matt Nagy, he be late all the time to his press conferences. Can I get a witness?
It's just all of a sudden, like, Weederer and Hogue and Johns are like, true, Jalen. Like, we support you.
We support you, and he should be fine.
Yeah. God, that would be good. We have Vinny Goodwill on the show today in 20 minutes. We have Mark Grody in studio at 4 o'clock. We will get people ready for Bulls basketball really all day, but certainly in the 5 o'clock hour leading up to the game. And we all have thoughts on Spiegs' charcuterie tray last night from when he had his boys over for the baseball playoffs.
All right.
Yeah. There's charcuterie tray rules and standards.
Etiquette.
Yeah, that we have to see if he measured up to. Shane said he's got hours worth of thoughts. We probably don't have that much time.
I'm sure Shane's got thoughts on that.
Yeah, so
what's his deal?
Yeah, it's his wheelhouse.
Wheelhouse.
That's right.
Roadhouse.
That's right. So that's what we got today, Lawrence.
All right, boys, I'll see you tomorrow.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.